Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Happy President's Day. Although George Washington's birthday, February 22nd, was celebrated by Americans even during his lifetime, it did not become a federal holiday until 1879. In 1971, Congress officially set aside the third Monday of February to honor the office of the president. This day is popularly known as President's Day, falling neatly between the birthdays of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln on February 12th. This holiday provides an opportunity for Americans to celebrate not only George Washington, the legacy of our founding fathers, but all of our presidents. It is also a day to thank God for our nation. The U.S. Senate commemorates Washington's legacy each year by reading his farewell address on his birthday. In this address, Washington announced his decision not to run for a third term as president. He not only warned Americans about government policy positions, but also reminded the people of the importance of religion and morality. He wrote, "Of all the dispositions and the habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. And let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion." Sadly, many Americans today have rejected religion and morality altogether. As our nation spirals into greater spiritual and moral decay, we recognize that our nation's greatest need is spiritual. As we celebrate our legacy, we must forge a clear vision for our future, sharing the gospel with our nation. In celebration of America's 250th birthday, Wisconsin Family Council is joining the nationwide event, America Reads the Bible, throughout the week of April 18th to April 25th. Wisconsin Family Council's President Emeritus Jelaine Appling and I will join 475 other leaders to read the Bible aloud from cover to cover. This event will take place at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., and will feature leaders from every sphere, including cabinet members, members of Congress, governors, sports figures, Hollywood personalities, and national Christian leaders. Only God can transform our nation. We hope that this event will encourage Americans to pick up God's inspired word and read it for themselves. As we look to God for hope, we also look back at the legacy of our founding fathers. Although none of our founding fathers were perfect, and not all of them were religious, we should thank God for the nation they gifted us. Unfortunately, in recent years, leftist activists have sought to eradicate public statues and memorials dedicated to George Washington and other founding fathers, largely citing their ownership of slaves. But we recognize that Washington, like every other human, had flaws. We believe that Americans have much to gain from continuing to commemorate his legacy. Looking back at our past requires discernment and honesty. We can examine our presidents with honesty, condemning their flaws while also celebrating their virtues. As we consider Washington through the lens of time, we recognize that he, like many of us, had blind spots. If we were to tear down the statues of every flawed president, who would be left? When we find ourselves disillusioned by the flaws of our leaders, past or present, we should point ourselves to our great King, Jesus. Our hope lies not in government or even a Christian leader, but in Christ alone. When we find ourselves frustrated by our leadership, we should place our faith more firmly in Christ. Ultimately, we recognize God's sovereignty over human events, even free elections. We know that he controls all leaders, even those who deny his authority. Proverbs 21:1 reminds us, "The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will." This President's Day, we encourage you to thank God for our nation and for the many strong leaders he has given us in the last 250 years. While you're on your knees, take a moment to pray for our current president. Pray that he will lead with wisdom and discernment. Pray also that God will raise up future leaders for our nation who love and honor him. And pray for the hearts of the people in our nation. Pray that individuals will turn to the Lord, place their trust in him, and read his infallible word, the Bible. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.